Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I just returned home from having been in Israel, and I wanted to talk to you, and am talking to you. We'd like to invite you to go back to Monday on the archives, see how I was awakened with a song this morning that reminded me of how God's arms are open to those who will return to Him. It works for a person. It works for a nation. It will work for the U.S., and it will work for Israel. It is written that it will work for Israel. They were scattered, but they are being ingathered. And we talked about how when we were in Israel this time, we spent a lot of time, as we always do, on what the world calls the West Bank, in the mountains of Israel and in the land of Ephraim. We said yesterday that Ephraim, this was the place where the chief rebellion took place against God. The worst of the worst happened in the land of Ephraim or Samaria. And before they ever went out, we hear God talking to them about when they will return. This is Jeremiah chapter 31. When he speaks of their coming back home. And he says, we're going to start with verse 18. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus. Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock accustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned. When you think of turn, think of turning toward God. Think of repenting and turning to God. And it goes with repentance. Look at verse 19. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Now this is the people who lived in the land of Ephraim. And it's looking to the future when the Israel is going to repent. And this is God's answer. Listen to what he says in verse 20. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spoke against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my bowels are troubled for him. Another translation is, I am much moved for him. I will surely have mercy. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. You can't talk God out of having mercy on Israel. He's going to do it. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way whence you went out. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. They haven't even gone out yet. And God is telling them through the prophet Jeremiah, on your way out, be sure to set up waymarks, make high heaps. They do this with stone. They pile the stones up as a highway marker. Mark your highway, because you're coming back, and I will forgive you. I will forgive your iniquity. I will remember your sin no more. Verse 34 says, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who divides the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. He will forgive them. He will call them back. They will turn again unto him. This is the power of repentance. God the Creator calling, and man the sinner, the nation, repenting and coming back to God. I have hope for our nation. I have hope for Israel. In fact, we know that Israel indeed shall come back to God. I've been reading the book of Hosea, a great shadow and type of Israel. God instructed the prophet to marry the harlot Gomer. And then when she went out again in adultery, to take her back. That is a type of God. Even when Israel went out in harlotry, and it's always spoken of that when you have intercourse with another God, you are in harlotry against God. You're in adultery against God. So the prophet was instructed to take her back. And the book of Hosea is very enlightening. Now, we talked about Ephraim. If you didn't hear it, you go back and listen yesterday. Ephraim is the capital. It's the big operation and arena of the rebellion against God of the 10 tribes. They were the worst. Hosea 5:14. I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. Ephraim's the northern kingdom. Judah's the southern kingdom. He's going to be a big lion to Ephraim. He's going to tear him to bits. But with Judah, he's going to be like a cub lion. We don't even recognize the northern tribes, the 10 tribes. There are few of them coming home now from Peru, from India, from China. But they've been hidden and lost for a long time. God knows where they are, but man hasn't. So he said, I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. He will tear them up to pieces. I will carry away. He carried them away in captivity, and none shall rescue him. Some have said that even Humpty Dumpty, the old fairy tale, nursery rhyme, had to do with Israel. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty together again. Humpty Dumpty was an egg. And Israel was like that. No one could put them back together. Only God. He was the one that tore them. And he's the one that's bringing them back before the eyes of the world. Hosea 5:15, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early. That word affliction is the same word translated tribulation. They will seek him early. And here is what they will say, Hosea 6:1. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Now we can see types and shadows of this in our Lord, but the bare basic meaning is he's talking to Israel. He's tearing them. He's going to take those northern kingdoms. He's going to tear them to pieces. They're going to be lost to the world. Then he's going to go away. But there will come a time that they will acknowledge their offense and seek God, and it will be a time of tribulation. They are going to say then, come and let us return unto the Lord. He hath torn us. He will heal us. He has smitten. He will bind us. When? After 2 days will he revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Now this ties in with us to that wonderful, marvelous prophetic book in the New Testament, 2 Peter. Peter was going to go, and he had to talk to those people because they were very upset. He's the one that was with Jesus, and Jesus hasn't come back yet. So he has to calm them down. He has to tell them. He says, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up. But he says, shortly I must put off this tabernacle, just as Jesus told me. So he's about to go. And he's telling these people because he doesn't want them giving up on the Lord, and it's going to be a while before the Lord comes. He refers to verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. And he tells them, we were not giving you, in verse 16, cunningly devised fables. No, God's going to keep his promises. Alexander McLaren wrote, Peter wrote the letter. We should let him tell us what the promises are. And the promises are outlined for us in the third chapter. He speaks of verse 4, the promise of his coming. He speaks in verse 9, in verse 13 of promises of a new heaven and a new earth. And he says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He tells them it's going to be a while, and he tells them when it's going to be. Now, Peter was the apostle to the Jews who had become Christians. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, but Peter was to the Jews. And he said, I have written you a second letter, chapter 3. This second letter I write unto you. You can see in the first letter that he wrote it to the diaspora, those that were scattered. And he said, Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of, and he told them two things to keep in mind. Number one, the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. And number two, the commandment of us, the Lord, the apostles, and of the Lord and Savior. So you remember what we said to you, what Jesus said to you, but you also remember, and Peter listed it first, what things were spoken of by the holy prophets. Knowing this first, verse 3, 2 Peter 2, 3, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, saying, Where is the promise of his coming? But verse 8, he says, Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. When you're thinking about this, here's one thing you've got to remember above everything else. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He's writing to the Jews. He reminds them what the prophets said. All of those that he's writing to have read Hosea, and they know that he's the one that gave the days. Now back, what did he say? What did Hosea say? Those who repented said, After 2 days will he revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Jesus said, Watch the Jews. And here Peter is telling them, It's going to be 2 days. It's going to be 2,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. A day is 1,000 years. And then he's going to lift up the nation of Israel. That's a sign to us of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I like the way the book of Hosea ends. It talks about their sins and how they were scattered. But in Hosea 14:2, it says, Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. That's how you do it. That's how you turn to God. That's how you return to him if you need to. You take with you words. You turn to the Lord. And you speak to him and offer the calves of your lips. In the Old Testament, there were calves whose blood was shed. We have our Lord whose blood was shed once and for all. And it speaks to us in the New Testament of offering up the calves of our lips. Israel's in the process of doing it. They will fulfill that process. We're praying for the United States of America that we will turn to the Lord. We invite you to come and be with us in our Book of Revelation study, August 3rd. Through 7. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 for details. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom.